think Mr. Jacob Dechter, 55...
51.
51 Darlington Road. This is Dorothy Evans. Tell me about your home in Europe. Where did you live?
I lived in the city.
What's the name of the city?
It was Gysin.
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 Russian.
Ukraine.
Ukrainian.
Ukraine.
What kind of a place was it? A small town?
It was a city.
Oh, it was a city,
yeah.
Not a small town.
No. It wasn't a big town, but it's a city.
City. And what was the population there?
Oh, I didn't remember that.
50,000, 100,000?
About 100,000.
100,000 people. And what country was that in? That was in Ukraine, as you say.
Would that be?
No. And what was it, a farm? Did you live on a farm?
Live in the city.
Right in the city, no farm at all. What kind of a house did you have there? Was it a wooden house, a brick house?
Wooden
house. Was it a frame house?
Something is wood with other materials mixed together. It's not a building bricks.
It was a frame house then.
Tell
me about your family that lived in the house with you. How many brothers did you have?
I had two brothers.
Two brothers. Are they older or younger than you?
No, I was the oldest.
You were the oldest. Are they living or dead?
They're dead.
Oh, they're dead.
Killed.
Oh, no. Do you have any sisters?
I had five.
Five sisters. Were they older or younger?
Younger. Was the oldest.
You were the oldest. Any of them living?
No.
They're all dead. How long did you live there in Ukraine?
Up to 31 years and a half.
You lived in Ukraine 31 years.
I was born there.
Oh, yes, but you lived there 31 years.
I left in 1920.
You lived there 31 and a half years. What kind of work did you do?
Plaster.
What did your father do?
Plaster.
He was plaster too. What were the languages spoken in your house? Yiddish?
Yiddish.
Yiddish? Anything else?
No. Russian.
Russian?
But we didn't talk in the house, Russian, the street.
Oh, but you only talked Yiddish in the house.
Yeah.
What kind of schooling did you have? Did you go to school there?
I did go to school, but...
How long did you go to school?
I went to school up till 10 years.
10
years
up to?
No.
10 years of age. What kind of a school was it?
It was a school, Jewish and Russian.
Oh, Russian and Russian.
In the morning for Jewish and the afternoon Russian.
Oh, in the morning Jewish.
In the afternoon Russian.
Jewish people attended. In the afternoon?
Russian language.
The Jewish people attended in the morning.
It was a school.
Yeah.
But in the morning was the Jewish.
The Jewish
language.
Oh, I see. You studied Russian in the afternoon.
Yeah, Russian afternoon.
But they were all Jewish that went to the school.
Yeah.
Mostly all.
All of them.
Oh, all of them. With the non-Jewish people in your community, were they nice to you? Were they friendly?
Well, it depends on what year, what time.
No, but while you were there, see.
While I was there, it was no good.
No good.
No.
The anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic. They weren't nice to you at all.
No.
Did you belong to or attend any political organizations like the Zionists, the Bund, socialist, no labor union of any kind? How about your parents?
Nice people.
Yes, but they didn't belong to any organization. What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? How did the government treat the Jews?
No good. It was the Tsar, you know. Mm-hmm. That was the revolution.
What do you think of America at this time? What did you think of America at this time while you were in Europe?
Oh, it was good the minute I came in.
But while you were in Europe, did you think America was a good place?
I did. Oh, what to think. But I didn't want to run away from there. I didn't want to get killed. I took my wife and my three children. I came to the United States. Not so easy, though. It took me a long time to come.
Why did you leave the country when you were born?
I didn't want to live. I didn't want to, they should kill me. They killed Jews.
Tell me why you came to the United States. For the same reason.
To save my life and my wife and children.
Yourself and family. A definite destination. Did you know where you were coming?
Yes, I did.
Did you know you were coming to Pittsburgh?
I didn't know.
Why did you pick Pittsburgh?
I came up. I had a brother-in-law.
Oh, you had a brother-in-law.
My wife's brother.
Did he send you a ticket to come here? He did. That's a nice brother-in-law. Were you part of a group traveling together, or did you come alone?
Just my wife and children.
How did you travel?
Better.
I can imagine. How did you travel? Was it by train, boat?
Walking? Yes, ma'am.
Train?
You were supposed to steal the border.
And what?
The border to steal from the
yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were supposed to walk.
Did you walk for miles?
I walked, but I couldn't walk hundreds of miles.
Yes.
I walked about 20 miles, 22 miles.
With the family,
I carried them. I carried them, my wife, too.
Who met you? Who met you in America?
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law? No organization?
No. I didn't belong up with
you. What objects or papers did you bring with you to the United States? Did you bring any papers with you?
What do you call it? A passport.
Did you have a passport?
Yeah.
Did you have a passport?
I did have a passport. Mm-hmm. But with that passport, I would never come here.
Oh, this was a forged passport.
So I was supposed to get out to Romania. Another passport.
Yes. Oh, I see.
I didn't come in there. They're honest.
Well, I know that. I mean, these are all things that we know.
Well, then they took it out to Romania.
Passport in Romania.
Romania, just like I was born there.
Mm-hmm. And you brought the whole family there.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you bring any papers at all? Other papers beside a passport? Did you bring a trunk or any luggage with you?
They took it away before I came there.
Oh, you mean?
Before I came to Romania, they stole it from the airport.
Oh, but what I want to know is, did you bring anything with you when you came? When you left your
house? What we had on
us. Just your clothes. Just your clothes.
No, you want to know how bad I've been up.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
No.
What was your name?
My name was Jekcha.
Oh, my. Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In English, it spells like Dexter.
Oh.
The X is a ha.
Clever. what first impressed you when you first arrived in Pittsburgh? What did you like in Pittsburgh when you came here?
Did I like
it? Yes.
I liked it, but I had a hide away to send my children to school. And now I got a job, and I started to work. At that time, it was bad, you know, the 1921, it wasn't so good.
Okay, so you got a job.
Yes.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh? And what was it like? Do you remember the first day you came to Pittsburgh?
It was 3 days before Easter, before the Easter, Jewish Easter.
Yes, but do you remember the first day? What was it like when you came into Pittsburgh? When you came here?
Yeah, from the station.
Yes, and what was it? What was it like? What did you like about it?
It was like I saw myself in a different world, different people, different languages. Different language, everything was different.
Were you pleased with Pittsburgh when you saw it the first time?
Of course I was. I worked, and I started working and made money.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you the first 5 years? Were you disappointed in the United States?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Didn't have any disappointments.
I worked as well.
Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant? Did you feel as though anybody mistreated you because you were an immigrant?
No,
not at all. After you did live in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here?
I was glad I came here.
Yes.
And I love.
Training for this work?
I trained in Europe.
I was a plaster in Europe,
yeah,
in other words.
My parents, my father, my grandfather, all of them.
What kind of work did you do when you first came to Pittsburgh?
Plaster.
You didn't have anything else?
Nothing else.
But you never changed, no?
No.
Well, plaster is a good profession to
have. It was not but the first time, though.
How much did you earn?
No.
How much did you earn when you first came to?
I worked the first month. I worked for $25 a week.
$25 a week.
I couldn't talk.
Of course not. What were your hours?
And they start taking me more than me.
And then you start to get
up
to
the 5 months. I got it. Made $60 a week.
What were your hours?
I was just like everybody works, but I was a gainer.
Yes, so what were your hours? What did they start you mother said,
Later.
Did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays?
I did.
You did, yes. All right. How long did you remain at this work? Did you belong to any kind of trade union?
No.
No.
I didn't want to take the union. And I came. I bought an electric glove. I told him I wanted to belong to the union.
Yes.
Then he went with me and he said, you can't talk. You don't know the material, the name of it, have it. And he said, let him go.
Did you like music?
Oh, I like it.
Yes. Did you play a musical instrument of any kind?
No.
No.
But I like it.
Yes, that's good.
My children.
Did you go to any concerts or any operas?
Yeah, I was younger. Not now.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater? Where was this Yiddish theater?
Center Avenue, I forgot the name.
Center Avenue.
Near the IKEA. Mm-hmm.
Did you attend lectures? Did you go to any lectures? Remember?
Lectures
to go to your state.
Yeah, I know what lectures.
Yes. Did you go to your, did you go to any?
No, I know. How long are the places like this?
Did you go to the public libraries in Pittsburgh? No.
Once in a while.
Oh, you did go once in a while.
I was working.
I know what you mean. Where was the library that you went to?
The library was in
Raleigh Avenue.
I forgot even the name of it.
It's all right. It's just a library. What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read? You didn't read any papers, did you?
Yes.
Oh, did you read? You read Pittsburgh newspapers? Well, you could.
Yeah, I can't write.
What was the Pittsburgh paper you read?
The Post Gazette.
No, that's, you didn't get that in 1921, did you? Post Gazette?
I didn't read the paper in 1921.
No.
I was working. I didn't have time. But later, when I was a little bit here, you know, I started to do something.
When you came to the United States, did you think yourself as a religious person? During your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No, I never did that.
No. Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Sometimes.
Yes. Where was that?
Oh, but the first couple of years.
Yes, where'd you go?
That's about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, where'd you go? Where was this synagogue?
Well, I forgot the name of the
synagogue. The Hill District.
The Hill District.
You remember? Was it on Miller Street? Did you go to the Shura Terra?
No, Shura Terra wasn't the Miller Street. I was there in the cemetery sometimes, and I had my father's mother, when they died.
Oh, you're inside. You're inside. You're inside.
Are you sure that this is good
fox? Did you carry on any observance in your home? Did your wife light candles? Did you do anything? Did your wife light any candles?
She did, yeah, but she didn't care for that. She done it. People should see she does it. She was afraid to light it.
Why?
It's happened, oh, mother. It's happened a year before she died. She's one of the candles that she offered from itself.
Yes.
Shalashma.
Yes.
She was afraid for that. Maybe it could happen by her. She was
afraid. Oh, you mean her mother got burned?
Yeah.
Burned to death?
Oh. But the one I knew in the old country, if a bench left it, if you know that.
No, I know about benching
it. Yeah. But yeah. If it's happened from itself, you get
yes.
one light, one day, the candle gets off. You know,
yes.
You don't burn.
Yeah.
Is it happening? I don't believe in this.
No, but
she
didn't
believe in that. Yes. She was afraid.
Oh, I see.
She's going to die.
Did you experience any change in health when you came here? Were you a healthy man?
I was healthy when I came, and I was healthy up to 70 years. I was healthy. Then, you know, I've got an ulcer.
At 70, you got an ulcer.
Yes, ma'am. And also, last July, I had a heart attack. And,
right now?
What?
Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh when you came here? Where did you go?
Oh, I was in West Penn Hospital.
Oh, you went to West Penn Hospital in 1921? Organizations you belong to, the synagogue, what were they? Do you remember? Talmud Torah, Zionist Great Group, Labor Group, none. Socialist, none. Didn't belong to any of them. Did you give any charity? Did you have one of those pishkis? You had a pishki? Did you have a pishki at the house?
No, no pishki. I gave those. No pishki. Once a year, they go around. They love me.
Yeah, they gave, you gave the first 5 years?
$10 a year. Not the first years.
Not the first 5 years.
No. I don't remember that.
Where did you go to have a good time? Did you go with your wife and your friends? You stayed home.
That was my
home. You didn't go anywhere. No. Didn't you go to
that was my home. It was my best time. My children, my wife, my children. This was the only place I enjoyed.
You never had it all.
No. But you still talked for the first 5 years.
Yes, first 5 years.
Well, I didn't go anywhere. Yeah.
Did you participate in any sports at this time? Did you attend any sporting events? No, not at all. Did you know, the YMCA, did you ever hear of the YMCA?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't belong there.
Did it help you?
I was going there.
Oh, you went there?
Yeah.
How did you go without belonging?
But you still lost about the first
5 years.
Nothing.
Yeah, I see. There were no non-Jewish agency that helped you adjust. You didn't have anybody help you. Were there any local meeting places, political parties, anything? Were there any local places where you could go for a meeting?
No, not the first 5 years. I didn't go to a place. I was busy working.
Did you meet people
in
the high school?
I mean it.
Yes, at work.
At
work? At work. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Yes, but still not to the first 5 years.
Did any of these few first friends remain lasting friends? Did you have any first friends when you came here? Did they become your very important friends?
They died already.
Oh, they all died.
Those that I did know the first time.
The ones that you made good permanent friends, not one of them living?
No. Children.
Yes.
Children.
Yes. Did you have any family here in Pittsburgh?
I did have. My sister-in-law, my wife's sister in here. She has children.
Well, who did you celebrate Seder with when you came?
My family.
Oh.
If I did, I did it with my family.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe or any other parts of the world? Didn't write to anybody. Are you an American citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you get your citizenship?
Yes. For the government by the gates.
Well,
I got the first papers. And 5 years later, 6 years later, I got the second papers.
You took out the first papers?
I took out the first papers.
And 6 years later?
1922, I believe. Or 1921.
So 6 years later, you got took the second papers?
Yeah. 1926 or 1927, I don't remember exactly.
When did you first vote? Do you remember that?
When I got the papers.
So that was 19 what?
About 1927.
1927.
Papers show.
What party did you belong?
Belonged to my family.
No, but which one was that? Democratic or Republican?
Oh, I was a Republican, but my husband was supposed to be elected.
But you were in that party, in other words, you belonged to the Republican Party first.
Not now, yeah, the beginning.
Republican first, just meant Republican first.
Yes, ma'am.
And then later.
My husband, when he came, then I became a Democrat. But it was later.
Yes, I know.
I didn't put any in the first choice.
Why did you become a Republican at first?
People tell me. It's the best part. I didn't know nothing. I did not think.
2.5 years older?
She was about 24 and a half.
24 and a half.